The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Nuggets grab game one of the Western Conference Finals, 132-126. Nikola Jokic, 34 points, 21 rebounds, 14 assists, and right from the beginning, was looking to make things happen.
It's a playoff. I mean, we need to be aggressive. We need to win a game. So, especially in front of home crowd, especially because they won two game ones. So it was written. I think it's being aggressive. It's a normal right now.
Let's talk a little historical perspective. Players with at least 30 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Nikola Jokic now has done it four times.
Right.
Most in NBA history. He passed perhaps a couple of guys you've heard of with three, LeBron James and Oscar Robertson. The Big O.
It's incredible. Had a triple-double yesterday in 23 minutes.
Yep. At one point, he had 12 rebounds in 11 minutes. Career high. He had never done this before. Nikola Jokic, even in a regular season game, never had had that many rebounds in a single quarter. And he did in game one of the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just run out of superlatives.
You think Embiid was taking notes on how to play in the playoffs as an MVP?
I think the pity MVP was snuggled up with his MVP.
He's not even watching.
Not even watching. Just talking to it. Whispering. Yes. Sweet nothings.
Remember that time I made that one shot? Remember that time I came to Denver and took the night off because I didn't want to give Jokic a chance to... That dude can,
soft.
He can have his. He can have his. He might go on my list.
There's room. It's a long list.
Yes.
But there's room. Next on the Morning Brew, Anthony Davis, who acquitted himself pretty well, went head-to-head with Nikola Jokic. Talking about Jokic's performance and then that three-pointer at the end of the third. And how Anthony Davis then just kind of stared at Jokic like, are you kidding me?
I mean, he's a two-time MVP. He's very skilled. You know, obviously, as his numbers show, makes some tough shots. You know, we just try to make it tough for him, you know, switching up matchups and schemes on him. But, you know, he's been playing well through the entire season and, you know, especially in this playoff. So, you tip your hat to him and that shot. I mean, he just, man, I just looked at him and just smiled. I mean, there's nothing else I could have done. 40 feet away from the basket, you know, one dribble kind of throws it up and it goes in.
By the way, 106 points for the Nuggets through three quarters last night, which is the most points through three quarters in Nuggets playoff history, which is pretty amazing considering
you're playing
some of the run. Well, not only that they were playing against the number one defensive team in the playoffs, right, but also, you know, you think about all the run and gun Nugget teams in the past.
It's true.
106 through three.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was. It was a brilliant effort. And, you know, and tip your cap to the Lakers. I mean, they did everything they could to shut Joker down. And as Anthony Davis said, switched up the defense on him a bunch. I'll tell you what, though. Again, I look at the Nuggets, and I know there's a lot of people nationally not giving them a ton of credit and going, oh, they're in trouble. You know, the Lakers figured out the formula, whatever it is. Whoop-de-doo. You've held home court. You got one more game at home before you go on the road. That was a great performance, man. 132 points. I'll take it.
Next on the Morning Brew, Kareem Jackson was in studio with Stokely and Zach, the Zokely Show.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about some of the issues that this team went through. And Stoke asked him about Russell Wilson. And K-Jack's answer was, quote, definitely a lot of noise, a lot of outside noise as well. For Russ, if you're the guy under center making that type of money, you're going to be the first guy that everybody will point out. I'll sit here and today and say that wasn't just the problem. We had a ton of problems.
Are you interested to know what some of those problems were that
enumerated?
Did he?
Yeah, a ton of injuries.
Okay.
Said there was no chemistry on defense, no chemistry on offense.
Whose fault is that? I know you hate to make excuses. Injuries as an excuse. I do too. Mm. But at some point when you're talking about a team that is on that really razor's edge, they don't have the depth. Now, is that partly their fault? You have a lot of empty drafts. Yeah. It adds up. You know, you end up with a thin roster. But I remember you saying before the season began last year, you thought that this roster was as good as it had been in several years. At least the top part of it.
Oh. Yeah, I think yeah, but you and I have talked about this for the last 7 years, how depleted the roster was. And even though it's as good as it's been, it still is lacking. And I think that's part of it. But, you know, ultimately, Mike, we can sit there and point, you know, everybody likes to point the finger at the coach, right? It's Vance Joseph's fault. It's Vic Fangio's fault. Oh, it's for sure it's Nathaniel Hackett's fault. Like, nobody wants to hold the players accountable. Bottom line is, not one coach is going to make a tackle, a block. It is for the players, for Kareem and the rest of the players, it's your team. You guys are the ones going out there and putting out the product, right? That's what we're consuming. It's your team. And not being able to create chemistry, not being able to figure that out, that's a you problem. That's a player problem.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Rockies and Reds. Boy, what was it like to be at that game last night if you were one of the 20,000 people in attendance? Mm. Might be a bit generous.
Liar!
3-1. Reds win. 4 runs. 10 hits combined between the two teams.
Uh-huh.
In a game that lasted 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Well, this is two times.
No, tonight it didn't happen.
Tonight it didn't happen.
No.
Who threw for the Rocks?
I think... No, I don't think it was Seabiscuit. Seabiscuit pitched the game.
It was somebody
before.
I didn't know that threw 5 innings, and I.
It was some dude, and there are a lot of some dudes on this team. Chase Anderson,
good old Chase. But look at his numbers.
Oh no, he did well.
But did you take him out after 5 innings? I think he had 59 pitches. Did I read that right?
This is a Chase Anderson's 7th team.
Uh-huh.
He has been with, since 2019, he's been, the Rockies are his 6th team.
Okay.
Since 2019. Good rotational depth guy.
Wow.
Yeah, so, there you go.
There you go. But hey, at least it was over in 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was probably still light out when the game ended. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.